is 6:31 on the coast. You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM on cable at 88.5 and streaming live at www.citr.ca. The program Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B. will not be available tonight. Anita's taking a break and will return in 2 weeks' time with her regular program. Now, the last time we joined you, at least yours truly and my guests, was November 23rd, before that September 1st. Whew, back in 2011? Was it that far away? Actually, it was September 1st, 2010, and November 23rd, 2011. I'm losing track of the years here. I'm Jolly John. You're in the Tanner Manor with co-host documentary film director Suzanne Tabata and musician ex-DOA Randy Rampage, who is actually, I guess, on his way here. He's in a... Is he in a snowmobile, or has he got a husky team out there? All right. And... He got your dogs with you. Randy's here.
To bring me here.
Okay, we got to get you plugged in on the mic there, Randy. We're listening to The Bed Bug Part 2 with Rodney Graham. I thought Rodney Graham would be sort of an artsy kind of guy. You know, he used to be with the U-Jerks, kind of punky, and we're getting into that kind of thing here right now because we're talking about Bloodied But Unbowed, which is a new documentary. It's actually been out a few years now, but it's now officially released on a DVD. And I guess the last time I saw Suzanne Tabata was at the Astoria last Saturday for the film and rock show Bloodied But Unbowed. Were you at the Astoria? Yes.
Here we are.
Okay. You're very tall with that microphone.
Here we are. Hey, John.
Yes.
How's it going?
Not bad. Last time I saw you was outside the Astoria, actually.
Yes, you were slipping away.
Yes.
Sliding away. John.
I know one of the jolts came up to you at that point, and I was just departing. But so how did that go? I was pretty busy when I was there for the movie. It's.
Well, I just stepped into the room right now because I've been talking to Art on the phone, but
okay.
But I guess what I wanted to say is the Beetroot magazine did this great spread on the movie and on the old scene, I guess venerating the old scene and some of the people in it.
Right.
And they held this showcase of bands with the Beelines and the Jolts and Hello Polly, which is it's kind of an old school glam Bowie Bolan lineup of Pointed Sticks members and Paul Leahy from No Fun. And it was a super evening, and the Astoria was packed. I mean, it was just, you know, pinball machines going at the same time as the movie was playing, but everybody sort of overcame that, and we had a great evening.
Was that, like, No Fun with David M?
Yes,
No Fun?
Yes,
oh, really?
Yeah. This is the David M. This is the other half of the No Fun.
The other guy.
Wow. Yeah, because I saw David M. down at his bookstore just before Christmas, but, he's still hanging in there. And so you had some bands playing after the movie, and I went home. I missed the bands, but maybe we should.
Well, it was a great showcase. Glenn Alderson from Beetroot and that whole crew. I mean, they're basically doing the big chunk of editorial right now in Vancouver. They're sort of like the old Discorder, the way they used to be. And we've got calls coming in. I'll keep the line going here. They managed to put together this great line. I'm up at the Beelines and Hello Polly and the Jolts and the evening really rocked out. But I want to talk about that Beetroot magazine because it is fantastic. High density editorial. They could probably use a couple more commercial sponsors, and they're sort of trying to withhold the lure of doing the personal ads at the back of the magazine like some other publication does right now.
Okay. Well, do you want to listen to some of the tunes?
Yeah, let's play the shortest tunes.
Let's have some tunage.
Okay, the shortest tunes we'll play.
Okay, let's hear a couple of songs. We're going to hear from Beelines and Jolts, starting off with a Hastings Strut. Back door, Suzanne just shouted out, I like this song. Yeah, she likes the song. All right. Well, that does rock. I'm sorry I didn't stick around because I know you were just talking to a member of the Jolts as I was departing. And
don't ask
so
me his name.
That was actually, don't ask the name. Okay. That was called I Wanna Dig by the Jolts, and it's a brand new CD. And before that, we had the Beelines and Hastings Strut. That was a little older thing. And those were the bands that played down at the Astoria on Saturday. And thank you for all of you that did show up. That was great. All right. Here at CITR, I have in the control with me again, as we have in the past a few times, talking about this documentary, Bloodied But Embowed, about the punk music scene in Vancouver, Suzanne Tabata, who you heard a little earlier there, the director, and Randy Rampage of many bands over the years. Nice to have you with us here in the studio.
And Randy is the color
always
guy.
Always good to be here, John.
Oh, just a sec. Your mic isn't even on.
I hate that when that happens.
Yeah, though I pushed the button, but the red light didn't go on. So, on the phone, we have a very special guest with us, a person I haven't talked to for years and years. We've been commuting on Facebook lately, and her name is Sherry Sambrini. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John.
Sherry. No, I won't
do
that.
Hi, Sherry. It's Suzanne.
Hi, Sherry, baby.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I hear that a lot.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll
bet you do.
Yeah, it's the same old thing over and over.
Same.
I'm glad you're here, Randy, for backfill.
Yes.
Not that interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sherry, I was trying to remember the first time we met, and I know you work for a newspaper in Vancouver called Night Moves. Right now,
yeah.
Was that in the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, it was, my early 20s.
Your early 20s, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Night Moves, was a newspaper, and you talked about musical groups and the music scene in Vancouver. Is that correct? Just fill me in for briefly.
We did everything, like from country to everything.
So you covered the whole gamut of music in that.
Yeah, there was, you know, people who did special sections, like, I don't know anything about country music. There was a guy who wrote about country music. There was a girl metalhead that wrote about metal, you know, like that.
That whole scene. And I think you may have done some work with us at probably Coast 1040 at the time or something, perhaps.
I don't know. I think Art was on there a bit.
Who's that?
Art. I remember he played for the opening for that.
Are you talking about Mr. B?
Yeah.
Oh, Art Bergman. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, we don't want to bring him up now. I mean, we're talking to you.
Yeah, we're talking to you now.
This is your hour, girl.
This is your time to shine.
Well, we aren't going to give her an hour. She'd freak out if we put her on that long. But, that's interesting because did you know that there was a TV show called Night Moves?
At a Richmond?
Yeah.
You know what? I went there. I did an interview for them years ago.
Okay, because I was sort of one of the hosts on the show.
Well, we must have met then, John.
Was it then?
Must have been.
I guess. Oh, wow.
I remember getting lost.
Trying to find it. Yeah, right. I got lost many times.
Many times, I was just...
Yeah, right.
In Richmond, you know, I'd never been there.
Okay. Now, I was looking up, and you're really in... You were onto things like the Huff Post social news. Is that something you kind of, like, read? Is that a newspaper online?
Oh, well, you know, when it's there. Yeah, I've been reading it lately. Because it's on my dial-up, you see.
Oh, okay. Is that social news of whom? Like the artists or musicians or...
You mean what I read?
Well, what sort of people are featured in this Huff Post thing?
Oh, I don't write for them, no.
No,
you're... Arianna Huffington, don't you know?
Now stop huffing, Art.
We have
some... You're a huffer.
Get huffy and puffy with me
is
now.
Is that Mr. Desembrini there?
Yeah.
Well, I know that you're into sewing a needle and arts and something called Snag Magic. What's that?
Oh, that's just... Oh, my God. That's about when you Google my name for real.
Yeah, I Googled your name, and these things came up.
You get it.
No, it's my cousin invented this thing for getting snags out of clothing, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's...
Snag
magic. And it works really good, I've got to tell you.
Wow, so your cousin invented this. What's his name?
Doug.
Doug?
I think. Yeah.
I think.
Well, it's hard to tell with cousins, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know.
Now, Sherry, being that you're into the music scene and, you know, like music, obviously, we asked for a list of stuff, and you sent some things here. And we've got one of them queued up, and I know that you knew Chris Houston. We used to play Chris Houston on Coast, and
right.
You were a friend of Chris's. And well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys meet back east to start?
No, or? You know what? What are you going to play if Chris is?
I've got the Surfin' Song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that when I lived in the Kootenays. Some Feldman cover band played it, and I thought it was so bizarre.
Feldman cover band, oh,
yeah,
God.
They played that song.
Are you serious?
It was really good.
That's hilarious.
And then about 10 years later, Art and I, Art went on tour with them, and we got to know him. Well, I got to know him better then, but a decade. And, you know, you hear him in a small bar, and then you're traveling with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chris was great. We used to hang out backstage at the Town Pump. I think that's where I first met him when we were playing his stuff on Coast. But he was a wild and crazy
hilarious guy.
You know, his cowboy hat.
Absolutely funny.
And I've lost touch with him, but we used to hang out. So I don't know where he is. I think he's back east.
I don't know.
Is he alive?
I know where.
Where?
Oh.
He went back home to take care of his sick mom in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay.
And she died. So.
Oh,
what a shame.
Yeah. He stayed there and took over the mansion.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
Or whatever's left.
Wow.
He's probably
saw the last time I was there with DOA, I saw Chris there, and yeah, he's doing good.
Well, should we take a listen to the song?
Okay.
Yeah, we got it queued up here, and let's check it out. It's Surfing on Something. What's spelled H E?
I'm surfing on
O I N.
Rowing.
I like the horns there.
I'm surfing on heroin.
Get a needle, gonna stick it in. All heroin junkies, we just snort stuff. They're surfing on heroin. Feel the same. Always amazing how hope can fall. They're surfing on heroin. Get a needle, gonna stick it in. Oh, hey, we ain't junkies. We just snort the stuff. They're surfing on heroin.
Oh, jeez.
That's great.
No, I... No.
Man, hey, that's
hey,
wild.
Hey, guys, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, that's a great version. I haven't heard that one.
Well, you know, we're talking to Sherry Desimbrini, and this other guy keeps cutting in.
we were trying to keep the spotlight on you, Sherry.
Some art
for a
dude,
while.
I don't know.
Yeah, and some art guy
some art
keeps
dude.
Butting in here, but we wanted to sort of keep him secret. But
well, you guys don't seem to know anything. You don't know who Arianna Huffington is?
I know who Arianna Huffington is. She sold her intellectual property to AOL.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She used to have a Greek name.
What was it?
I can't remember.
Arianna Usopoulos or something. She was a reporter, and she married a rich Californian.
Hafidesophopoulos.
She drove the network news into the blogosphere.
Blogosphere.
So to speak.
Well, it's not even news anymore, really.
No.
Well, I guess we have to reveal the secret, but we're going to wait. We're going to keep it a secret for a little while longer because I still want to talk to Sherry because...
Okay.
Don't go away,
Art.
Don't leave, Art. Don't leave.
He's paying for this call.
Yeah. Art, don't leave.
Yes, he's paying for it. Sherry, I was reading about you on Facebook. Now, I'm sorry, you know, Facebook, but it was just sort of a funny thing, and I thought, well, you can relate this. It was a story was about...
Snag catchers?
Kevin Stratham... had asked you if you remembered burning Steven Tyler's sunflower shirt with a cigarette at Club Soda.
Yes, I did that. I did lots of bad stuff.
Good for
you.
Well,
that's good. We're glad to hear. It was too bad
we
you
like
didn't
that.
Set him on fire, too.
Oh, no, he was... I don't think he was amused, but he said it was okay.
Oh, well, that's...
But I don't know.
What was so good about the shirt?
Yeah, I was going to say...
You
know. Oh, fuck.
He didn't send you the bill?
You know, we were all squished back there, you know? Like, two creatures.
Poor Steve.
So were you
under that rope, you know?
Yeah. So you were interviewing him or something?
No,
like that?
We were just hanging out.
Just hanging out, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you know, they just, you know, I forgot what the lady's name was, but whenever I'd show up there, she'd pick me up there. Hmm. There was a little, you know, place where you went and sat around.
Right.
With all the beautiful people.
Oh, Jackie that used to wear on the
place.
Oh,
yeah.
Jackie,
I wonder how she is.
I don't know. I haven't seen her for a few years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, Sherry, when
I probably burn a lot of people's shirts.
You got it. Yeah. Well, you never burn mine, so that's okay.
Well,
I don't care.
Okay.
No problem. But I will send you the bill.
Okay.
No problem, Sherry.
Kevin and I had gone to a show, and we came back, and he was the photographer for the paper.
Okay.
And I guess we were going to watch a show. Maybe it was like, it was probably some guitar guys, you know.
Guitar
Mr.
dudes.
Mr. Big or,
some dudes.
You know, those 80 guitar
some
bands.
Some twiddlers.
Or maybe it was Little Caesar.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Little Caesar and the Consoles?
Yeah. Club Soda Band.
Yeah, you know.
Club Soda Band. Yeah.
That Bob Rock did. No?
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Sherry Desimbrini. She lives in Alberta now in a little... I saw the pictures where you guys live, that farmhouse, and it looks fairly wild and crazy and flat. I bet you're going to be seeing some northern lights in the next year or so, though. I guarantee that, because we got the sun's magnetic storms are building.
Oh, yeah?
Tell us about it.
Well, the solar maximum is every 11 years, and it's coming up to 2012, 2013, and so that means lots more charged particles.
Whee!
Smashing into the earth and making the northern lights. And Alberta is a great place to see them.
Sure.
So
every year.
Maybe no we'll, ambient
maybe we'll
light.
Come out. Suzanne and I are talking about
renting a
big trailer, a big, what do you call those?
Mobile home thing.
A camper.
Big camper thing and head out there and visit you guys and then we can watch the northern lights. And
well, you could do that because our house is really small, but we have huge grounds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it looks endless all around
you
there.
We've been there.
Okay, now, Sherry.
I
got a new bathroom, so I'll let people
ask. Oh, right on.
In. Oh, we could use your new bathroom then.
Yes, you could use my new bathroom.
Well, I know when I was talking to Art last week or something, or a few weeks ago, he said, oh, Sherry's in the bath, so I mean, you're enjoying your new bathroom. That's good, yeah.
It's a good thing.
Rebuild it.
Now, Sherry, I see you're into metal and glass and vintage beads and stuff like that, too. And
That was on the internet.
And if you're looking for any postage stamps, because I guess...
Oh, my God!
Because apparently you can do anything in that can become jewelry, right?
And oh, God, yes. I can't, but, you know, I like to dabble.
Well, if I find some interesting stamps, I might send them your way.
Well, you know, I have these really cool ones from the 60s.
Oh, yeah?
A German artist, and they're of the fairy tales.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. They're very cool, but I'm going to do some embroidery of them kind of bent. Like, right. It would be Sherry's bent fairy tale.
I think if we can find a bedazzler, we'll bring it up for you.
Do you remember those
yes.
Click,
fairy tales?
Click,
yeah.
Click,
yeah.
Click, click.
Would you like one?
Click,
oh,
click,
well,
click,
I want to
click,
embroider
click.
One.
Yeah, there you go.
Fractured fairy tales.
Wow. Mm.
The, yeah. 2011 bedazzler, 2012 bedazzler.
Aren't I just so exciting, see?
No, it's good. You know, this is a Canadian content show, and you were asked to pick Canadian songs that you like, and Art was asked to pick songs that he likes. We still haven't introduced him formally, of course, but we've got a queue of songs here, and John wants to just run a couple of suggestions, and perhaps you could just mention, you know, why you like the music.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and here's one of the songs you had in your list is one of my favorite Canadian bands, actually. Sherry is Arcade Fire.
Oh,
was that one of your favorites?
No, well, yeah, I really like them.
Right.
But I think Art picked that one.
Okay, right. Let's go to another one then.
But that's okay, because we all picked them together.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we get to watch them out of our hotel at Pop Montreal.
Wow.
Yeah, it was perfect.
On the street.
They were played on the street, and our hotel room was like looked straight down onto the stage, right onto the street. It was great.
Right, they had a stage.
Yeah,
it was
totally
cool. You know where the jazz festival grounds were developed?
Well, the art museum is there,
know,
right? Anyway.
Just off St. Catharines, and I can't remember the cross street.
Just play the song.
Well, this is the song that they chose.
Is the car running?
No Cars Go.
Oh, okay.
I know a place no spaceships go. So let's drive across the prairies. We'll be right back.
a dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream.
Tune to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're also on the internet at CITR.ca or on cable at 88.5. You're listening to requests from Sherry Desembrini, who used to work in town as a reporter for a magazine called Night Moves. And
I can hear you breathing, Art.
So what?
I hear him breathing too.
No. I think we're now. I think our format is to have the two of you on now.
Yeah. Now, just to let you know that this program is normally Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B, and she'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Maybe not. She'll probably get fired after this.
Oh no, Anita will be loving this too. As a matter of fact, Anita's husband is one of the members of a band called Pluto. I don't know if you remember them or heard of them. Anywho, I'd like to hear some of their stuff sometime. Now, let's see if I can find where the play is on this, because I've got a couple of spots to run here, and I haven't run this machine for a while, and I'm trying to figure out where the actual play start is. I think it's up there. Let's see if this does it here.
Moby Grape.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at CITR.ca.
January 28th, prepare for the Triple Threat Show of the Season. Local garage rockers, The Pack AD, on tour to support their latest album, Unpersons, live at the Rickshaw Theater. With special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, advanced tickets are available at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records, or at liveattherickshaw.com. That's The Pack AD with special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, live at the Rickshaw, January 28th. The Pack AD at the Rickshaw Theater is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Now, Sherry Desembrini in Alberta, who's talking to us here on CITR. Sherry, the last time I saw Arcade Fire was last summer in August at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And there's a music festival, and you and Art should know about this. It's called the Outside Lands Festival, and it's wine, music, and Arts. And it's down there. You know, Golden Gate Park is just massive. It's down where the polo grounds are, and there's these huge stages. And there was close to 100,000 people there. And we saw...
Is this the Shroom Incident?
Yeah, the Shroom...
By accident?
Shroom Incident?
And the headliners...
Sorry, I'm speaking in
tongues. There was three nights of music. The first night, the headliner was Fish. The second night, it was Muse. And the third night, it was Arcade Fire. And in between, we saw every other band you can imagine. Black Keys. Even John Fogerty was there. And the Roots. And Phantasm, and on and on and on. Bands I've never heard of before were playing. It was just so cool. And it's 3 days in Golden Gate Park, so I highly recommend it. It's usually in August. If you Google Outside Lands Music Festival, my son took me down there. We had a marvelous time. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Arcade Fire. And by the way, I know a place no spaceships go. It's Dark Side of the Moon. Hey, did you guys know that the laser shows at the planetarium are ending at the end of this month?
I heard they were shutting that
down. That sucks.
Yeah, it's being shut down. It's the last show. And so the 28th of January is the last night that... and a whole bunch of us are going to be there on that last night. Yeah. All the people that have worked
there. We're
going to have a little wild party, it's going to be fun. I wish you guys could be there.
Mm-hmm. Should we introduce our other guest?
Say again, Chair?
We've missed out a lot in the last 20 years.
Well, yeah, when you're out of town, you do miss things.
You miss a lot of laser shows.
My guest on the show tonight, in the studio, of course, is Suzanne Tabata, director of movie Bloodied But Unbowed, featuring the punk music scene, and, of course, musician ex to DOA is Randy Rampage.
And nurse to Randy Rampage. I'm just kidding.
Nurse to Randy.
Just kidding.
That's funny.
Sorry, I thought you'd find it funny.
To Sherry
Sherry
Desimbrini. And, of course, Sherry Desimbrini is married to Art Bergman. And Art's been sort of napping back and forth here on the phone in the background. We were going to keep him a secret so we could, you know, just get into Sherry's little life there and what she's been up to. But I guess it's time for us to find out more about him. But you can still be there, Sherry. We'd like to hear you, too. Yeah, so hang in there. Art, how are you there, buddy?
Hi, if you lied.
Where am I? I'm here.
Oh, that's good, you know.
All our windows are covered with ice, John.
Are they really? Do you have icicles?
I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of
icicles. Do we have icicles? No.
No spray-on stuff here.
What's the outside temperature, Arthur?
Minus 38 with wind chill.
With a wind chill.
Whoa.
The wind chill.
How do you take the dogs out for a pee?
You stick your hand out the door and it flies off, like cracks right out. You know,
It's evil. But, you know, I was just reading about Siberia, and so I don't feel so bad.
You feel good now.
Siberia.
Oh, what's going on?
I was reading about attitude.
I was reading about the tigers in Siberia.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good book.
Well, you know, we're poisoning this planet to death, and it's really sad.
What happened?
And there's a pipeline eking its way to the coast.
And now we want Enbridge to really destroy the coast. Now,
That will never happen.
Well,
let's hope it not happen.
According to the feds, it will. But, you know, maybe
if
enough
people
will die for that not to happen.
Well, I know.
That will be the pushing point.
I think that's the pushing point, too, Sherry. I'm with you on that.
Maybe this will be the downfall of those people that are running this country. We'll get some decent people running it for a change. But anyway, that's another story. It's not a political show. So, Arthur, you know, it's funny. I've been reading a book. And I know you're going to laugh because I know this
book.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, we don't have those.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do you have those in Alberta?
The book's called Guilty of Everything by John Armstrong. And I know John Armstrong's book, Guilty of Everything, is not all verbatim, although I hear that they are going to be making a movie.
I broke that to you, but that's green lit now.
Yeah.
Yes, I've read that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that's really great because those are old CITR guys, too. You know, Patrick Carroll, he's the one that optioned the book.
Really?
Right, Reg Harkham is directing it. He wrote the screenplay. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too.
How it goes?
I wonder who they'll get to play.
You know what it's about? Like, are they going to just focus on like a tumultuous relationship between him and Mary, or
it's the struggling band
artist
syndrome?
Well, you know, the thing is,
the angry young man
Art's
syndrome.
Art's got to be in there.
Oh, he keeps complaining about being in the punk rock band. What did he want?
he's not.
You got it.
Well, I haven't read the latest, but...
you and I know what's going on. You know the
stick. He called it having a job, you know. It's not a job. It wasn't a job. You're in a band to not have a job.
Well, yeah.
So?
He didn't like the 7-Eleven. He wanted to be in his band.
I don't blame him for not liking the 7-Eleven. Have you ever been in there? It smells...
gross.
Now, Sherry, one of the other songs that I think he wanted to hear.
How do we get Sherry off the phone?
How did we get you on, you big hog?
Yeah. Sherry, you wanted one of the Art Bergman songs you asked that we might be able to play was one that I can't believe. It's so cool, and I got it queued up here because I wanted to know why you chose this one, if it's one of your favorites, the one called Beatles in Hollywood.
Yeah, I really like that one. That whole album was really good, and it never got the attention it deserved.
No, it didn't.
But, go fast.
What's going on there?
Oh, he's letting the dogs out, Javier.
Okay. Well, this is from an album called What Fresh Hell
Let
Is This?
Let the Dogs Out.
And it's very cool. Should we play this now?
Yeah, the Dorothy
Sure,
Carter.
Play it.
Why don't we play this?
Play
this,
that. Play it.
Let's see if I can find it here. I got to click on it. Let's see if I can get it to work here. I see. I've got to go up here. The only way I could find this was by going on the internet. And, what's he doing with the dogs out there? Oh,
does the pee freeze before it hits the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just can't go outside.
Don't eat the yellow snow. Well, I know that one.
I mean, that's
just
cold.
Just don't eat that yellow snow.
Yeah, his little feet are frozen.
Where the huskies go, just don't eat that yellow snow.
Do they have, like, inside quarters as well to go to the potty?
Well, the 4-pound dog does. Because, we just can't make her go outside. So she pees in a cat box.
Oh, is that the one that was the movie star in the documentary?
Was she a movie star? I don't know.
The little asshole.
I never saw it yet.
Well, here is your request, Sherry Desembrini, in Alberta. It's Art Bergman. Beatles in Hollywood.
God, I don't know.
I just wanted to be good, the Beatles in Hollywood.
there we are, Art Bergman, Beatles in Hollywood, which is kind of interesting. Now, we wanted to know about the writing of this song, Art. Let me just turn that off, because actually it's kind of funny, because the last time the Beatles played live was down in Hollywood, and on the way there, they played in Seattle in 1966, and I actually got down to actually ask them a few questions, the Beatles, in a press conference. At a press conference in Seattle and see their concert. And I'm hoping to actually get some of their music that I recorded at that concert in 66 on the air coming up. But we'll tell you more about that later. But here he is. Art Bergman's with us live and in living color, just like a peacock there. Hi, Art.
Huzzah.
Oh, right. So the recording of that was amazing. When did you record that, Beatles in Hollywood?
I think it was 1995.
95. That's...
In... middle of Sony Limited in Toronto. They had a studio in there, and we recorded in there for, I guess, because it was cheap. But anyway, that's where they wanted us, and so they could keep me surrounded at all hours.
Which they did.
So, yeah.
Not quite good enough.
Wow.
But the writing, you mean the writing, recording?
Mm-hmm.
I just had this idea for Beatles in Hollywood, and how when you're really... young, you don't need anything to play music. You need half a garage or a basement or whatever. You don't even need a six pack because you're probably 13 or 14, and it's just a joy, you know.
Mm.
And after I got the reputation for being so bad, popped into my head. I just wanted to be good, you know.
Right. Art, we played that from a website, which is quite amazing. I'd recommend it to our listeners. It's artbergman.com, and it was put together by Theodore Stinks and Dr. Apple Fritter. Do you know who those people are?
It's Kevin and somebody.
Kevin Fraser and Gord someone.
Oh, yeah, they're okay. Fans.
Well,
that's
Kevin Fraser is
a huge,
him and the other fellow, Gord, put it all together.
It's a beautiful sight. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
it's just great, and you can play any of the songs there. Mm-hmm. A little box comes up, and it's just got a ton of background stuff and videos and articles and short stories and mm-hmm. on and on and on. It's just like, wow, these guys are great fans. Well, you deserve good fans, Art, because you're a very talented musician, and you were a mentor to so many people in the past. I mean, at this Bloodied and Bowed movie I saw again the other night at the Astoria, I heard Bill Shirt, I guess it's Shirk, but he called himself Shirt, said something of the fact that you were such a big mentor to him.
Mm-hmm.
And John Armstrong writes in his book about how he used to hang out at your place out in Surrey, and then later at White Rock you got a place, and you taught him. You were so patient teaching him the chords and stuff.
That's my eyes.
Are you sure you quoted? You got that right, John.
Well, I know
I was wondering the same thing.
There was a bit of swearing. You were swearing at him because he was so slack in learning his chords, but just the same. But you really
sounds
were.
Sounds good,
John. The people ski.
Yeah.
But you were a mentor.
Yeah, he always wanted to noodle around, right? Play a lead, John. Just say, learn the chords.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Well, you sure know the chords, because you can play rhythm
basics
and lead at the same time just about there, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Now, one of the songs that was requested by you, I believe, it was on the list here, was by a band called Copyright. Is that correct? You're familiar with Copyright?
I loved Copyright. I hope you found the original demos they did before they...
No, you were asking about a demo that Dave Ogilvy put together.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
And,
we couldn't find it.
We couldn't that find that.
That was ear-splicingly good.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know. And such a shame, but they were such a big band. I mean, they got a reputation for something that they did at Expo when they were slow.
Mm.
But, you know, as Copyright, they were certainly a fine-sounding band.
Why'd you like them, Art?
Yeah, what was... There you go. There's a good
Their song structures were out of this world. They were like, nobody constructed songs like that changed all the time and never went back to ground zero, right? And Tom and Selmy's lyrics were cut to the bone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now his Waldorf Hotel is doing really well.
Who's?
He's in on that
Waldorf. Yes, yeah. I hear he got some inheritance, and he He used to be called Trump of the Dumps, and now what's he called?
Did you say Trump of the Dumps?
Trump of the Dumps.
maybe he's Dump of the Trumps.
King of the Schwings, I don't know.
Dumped in the Dumps.
He owns
the Waldorf now?
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Is that lounge still there?
He runs the Tiki Lounge, yes, it is.
He's in on it.
It is.
I miss you guys, I miss that. And I missed everything about Vancouver.
Yeah, they still got the Tiki Lounge there. It's still got all the bamboo on the walls and everything's like so cool.
It's a great place, but it's expensive.
Yeah, it's way cool.
Well, I hear they keep towers in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we do have another song that was actually requested by, was it who? Was it Buck Cherry requested this?
Well, it's either, we had Grant McDonough, Dave McDonough, and Buck Cherry on the last show.
Oh.
And they all requested your material or a version of a band that you had been in, or they requested Copyright. And they did that sort of separately pulled.
So this is the song that they actually requested. It's something called, see if you recognize this, it's called Transfiguration.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's check that out.
This is 7 minutes, by the way.
Oh, my God.
This one got them airplay for a few minutes there.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
You can go to the bathroom and come back.
And then DJ didn't play it anymore.
Yeah. You can give the dogs a bath, actually, when this is going.
Yes, also Christian's guitar playing, beautiful.
Hopefully you have wireless headphones, anybody listening.
There you can rock. Play along, Art.
Decay to die there in their birthplace. So will I change as the the truth is an open mind. Love is an open heart. Love cannot be unkind. Love's blind. The mind is a death camp apart from the love of an open heart. Love in its own time. Love is divine. Love has its own designs. Love is changeless, never change. Love is changeless, never change. Love is change.
I hope you were singing along with that, Art Bergman. Boy, oh boy.
That was the edited version.
Yeah, they're playing with the phone here. We're talking to Art Bergman in the Prairies.
And
Sherry Desimbrini. And that was Transfiguration with Copyright. And hey, if you're a film buff, just a reminder, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Now that one of Vancouver's most extensive collections of rare and esoteric films has found new homes at SFU and UBC. Yes, Videomatica, as you know, was a video rental store that closed down last year after three decades, donated 32,900 DVDs, VHS, and Blu-rays to the two universities. The 1.7 million film library includes feature films, literary adaptations, cult and art films, and foreign films. After spending three decades building a unique film library, how wonderfully rewarding it is to know the interests of both the public and film students will be served with the collection. Finding a home at UBC, out here where we're broadcasting from at CITR 101.9 FM, and out at SFU too. Thank you, co-founder Graham Pete. Great guy. And Graham, the films will be available at UBC Library. SFU will receive 2,800 documentaries. The collection will be available early next year. Now, in the meantime, Videomatica is at Zulu Records in Kits, and you might want to pop in there. I don't know if Graham's there or not, but say hi to the guys there. Coming up later tonight on this program, or on this radio station, CITR, which is also at www.citr.ca, is Val Cormier. She's in here at 8 o'clock with her show Folk Oasis. She's getting warmed up in the next room. Sexy in Van City, hosted by Carolyn M., is at 10 o'clock tonight. And at 11, it's Hans Claus's Misery Hour, hosted by Marion equals Rad. Well, find out more about that here at CITR later this evening. That's where you're listening. Anita B. with Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. I'm Jolly John. You're in the Tanner Manor filling in, speaking to Art Bergman. Hi, Art. Nice to have you with us tonight. Hey. And Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage here, who know you well.
How well?
Good question. How well? Randy, you guys did some crazy things.
Yeah, she'll defer.
I know Randy was talking about you guys driving in the wrong way in Vegas sometime.
No, that was in Reno.
Oh, Reno.
Okay. It was just Reno.
Yeah. Remember that, Art? Driving the wrong way? Yeah, it was happy hour at Duncan's Pub, yeah.
Oh, God. So the music that we just played, Transfiguration Copyright, may have inspired you, Art. And you did give us a list of songs here, of things.
We're just interested to know what you want us to play.
We'd like to know what you'd like us to play next. I mean, we've got some stuff here. We've got Leonard Cohen, Democracy. We've got DOA, where Randy's singing I Don't Give a Shit.
Is that? I thought it was I'm a Bum.
That's,
don't you understand that, man?
Well,
you got it, man.
I know you requested.
My anthem, Randy.
You did.
There you go, brother.
That. You did request.
And
you,
didn't you write traditional
that
underneath?
That works for me. Traditional, yeah, there's traditional.
So thus he has never received any royalties.
Who did write it?
It was a whole pile of us wrote the lyrics for that. Yeah, it was a whole bunch of people.
Let's play that song, then.
Yeah.
You'd like to hear the DOA one?
I would.
The one I don't give a shit?
Yeah, you got it.
A shithead?
I don't give
okay,
a shit.
Because I guess it wasn't I'm a Bum, right? Randy, you should know.
You got it. I know it.
You know it. So where were you when you first heard this song?
Are you talking to me?
Probably on tour with us.
I don't know where it was. It was like, you know, around the time when the... Just after the... what album's it on, Randy?
That's on Hardcore 81.
On Hardcore 81?
Yeah.
Well, it was around 1981.
How convenient, eh? How convenient.
My favorite song on that record, actually.
Yeah, actually, well, that's good. I like that. Thank you very much.
So it's not called I'm
no, it's
my
called
old
I don't
a,
get, it's,
my old man's a bum is
no,
on
I was
that.
Just you know I can't remember stuff.
It's called
I remember all the details.
It's called I don't give a shit.
But that's
I don't a, give a shit
is the song right. that Randy Rampacher actually sang on. When you hear the voice, it's not Joey Keithley. It's definitely Randy.
Oh, you know. You can tell.
I can just tell. I don't know how.
Cut that,
that's for sure.
That Randy snarl.
It cuts like a chainsaw, you know?
Now, Art, when you heard DOA play back in those days, what did you think? I mean, how did what inspiration did they give you?
Oh,
probably
none. None.
They made me roll around on the floor in broken glass and avoid the falling timbers of various halls they
destroyed.
Went on to wreck.
That is true.
They were a truly inspiring band, as you know, full out.
Well, yeah, I remember seeing them.
Go for broke, right?
Smiling
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some fun times together on the road. Like we ended up on the one tour. We ended up with the Young Canadians and I think it was the Modernettes too. With us, everybody on one go. And it was an absolute fucking laugh riot.
Where was
it? I mean, it was a laugh riot. California, you know. And I mean, Zippy jumping out of the truck in Redding, California, going, I quit. I'm going home. You guys, I hate you guys. And hey, Zippy, you're walking the wrong way. You're walking towards San Francisco. Okay, can I get back in the truck? You know, like things like that, right? It's like, you know, just all these idiotic things. It was just like unbelievable.
I don't even remember all that.
Oh, these guys remember
it. It was comical.
I want to hear about the sleeping in the van in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
When Jerry Barrett was in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Jerry's managing... I can't even remember. I guess you're Young Canadians at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry's sleeping in my apartment, right? You know, Jerry's in the apartment, all comfy and whatnot. I said, well, where are the guys in the band? Oh, they're sleeping in the truck. I'm like,
oh,
they're sleeping in the truck. Like you can come in here. Oh no. Jerry says, oh no. They're comfy out there.
And look
okay.
Where our friend Jerry ended
they,
up.
They got sleeping bags. He says they got sleeping
we
bags.
Sleeping.
Okay. I know. I go outside. You know, I go outside on my street, and there's Art, Barry, and Jim all in the truck. I mean, it was hilarious, man. It was too freaking funny. That's how the road tours from then, man. That's
Mr. Music.
Okay, all right. Let's play that
please.
DOA song you requested, right?
And away we go.
Here we go.
I don't give a shit.
But you have to introduce it, Arthur. Arthur.
Okay. You ready?
Art Bergman introducing a DOA song. This is a first.
Coming at you one more time from CITR as DOA, Randy Rampage, Joey Shithead, and whoever else is in the band. Biscuits, no?
Biscuits.
Sure. Yes, it is, yes.
And Dave
Who knows? Not Zippy. Anyway, playing I Don't Give a Shit, traditionally arranged.
But I'm a fucking bum. Can't you understand that, man? Slightly about welfare. That's where I'm at. I don't work for an asshole. creep. People don't pick up on that. They don't understand me. They don't know where I'm at. I don't work, work. That's what I want. Well, can't you understand that, man? But I'm just for me. So that's where I'm at. No work, work, that's what I want.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Well, we like those short songs, don't we? Yeah, we love
them.
Yeah,
there you go.
See, that song goes by
hey,
real fast.
Hey, you could be a DJ, Art Bergman, you know, introducing DOA
songs. Rock is dead. Long live rock.
Except Joey doesn't want to be called Shithead anymore. He wants to be Keithley now.
So, I know.
Yeah, that's all right.
Upstanding bourgeois man.
Hey, how short is your shortest song, Art?
I don't know. A couple minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Hawaii, probably.
Yeah. Well,
like
so are you still thinking about writing songs, Art Bergman, out there in Alberta?
I'm always thinking about it, yeah.
Alberta Arthur.
I'm thinking about it.
No, Albert, stop it.
Alberta Art.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Art, that photo of you and I outside your farm that Randy shot keeps on showing up in all the magazines, but it seems...
What magazines?
Oh, Big Takeover, the latest music magazine in BC called Beetroot, which is an offshoot of a Beetroot magazine in Alberta.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I still don't get photo credit.
I think in the Courier again.
Oh, God.
Randy's that's really upset because well, everybody gets photo credits.
Yeah, everybody gets photo credits except me.
Did you get paid?
No. Oh, yeah, right.
So we got to get back to Art and his music, man.
Yeah. Well, and Mark Bignall of CFRO Radio just joined us here in the studio. Hi,
yeah,
Mark.
Right.
Hey, Mark. I created the Art Bergman MySpace page, actually. I don't know if it still works, because I haven't used MySpace in a while.
Really? You got a MySpace page for Art?
Yeah, MySpace.com. MySpace.com/Art Bergman.
Oh, wow. Okay, when did you
create? There you go.
Well, there you go. Art Bergman.
Check it out.
You're such a star.
Hey.
Somebody had a question for Mark?
Oh, I just said hello.
Oh, Sherry says hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Mark. Sherry.
So tell me, we had some of the other songs that we had picked out here. One of them that was on the request list from you and Sherry, Arthur, was Anna is a Speed Freak
by
Pure.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I love that song.
Excellent song.
I don't know, I love the way they play
good
it.
Good pitch.
And the way it sounds. It sounds really scary.
No, I love Pure, and I know some of the guys in the band, but I can't remember who. I went to go and Google it, but you can't Google anything because Wikipedia doesn't come up today. Wouldn't you know it? But
bad.
Yeah,
Jordy. Jordy wrote it, probably, singer.
Jordy.
I don't remember the other guys. Went on a big tour with them, but.
What's Jordy's last name? Do you remember Jordy's last name?
No.
Birch.
Oh, yeah, Jordy Birch.
Jordy Birch, yes. Birch. Yeah. Jordy Birch, are you out there? Wow. Now, when did you first hear this song, Arthur?
I heard it when they played it at a sound check. We did a tour with them in Sons of Freedom, who I should have put on the list.
Oh, Sons of Freedom, yeah. That's another good band we used to play in Coast, yeah.
Don't come crawling around my monkey.
Okay, I'm going to go look for Sons of Freedom.
Yeah, that would have been the tour. That awful band, not awful band, awful management Bootsauce had.
All right.
They treated them like, king shit.
Huh. Wow.
And everybody else had to kiss their butt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you like
They wouldn't let me on their bus because I would be a bad influence, on their heavy funk vibe.
Oh, good grief. All right, just in case you're tuning in, we're talking to Art Bergman.
Everything's so political.
Yes. And, well, he's
You freezing your ass off, Art? I am out here, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but...
Why?
Oh, it's cold out here, man.
Unusually cold.
Oh, it's nice on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's minus six right now, isn't it? Compared to the 30, minus 30 something in the wind chill that
it's going through. It's balmy out here, compared to you guys.
Want to talk about the weather or the government?
Neither.
Good.
Yeah.
The government weather.
Why don't we just play this? Do you want to introduce this this pure selection here? Just pretend you're on stage and Jordy Birch is up there. And
That's your forte, John.
Oh, okay.
Let the dog introduce it.
Sure, the dog.
I'm not a big showbiz guy.
Oh, you, Arthur.
I love this song. Okay. It's a great song.
All right, well, let's check out Pure right now. A request from Art Bergman in Alberta.
Up her arms just to feel complete. She's a speed freak. As a speed freak. Feels okay. Not a communist, just like the rest. Just fail the test, is what she says. And it's a speed freak. And it's a speed freak. Well, I guess it's pretty dumb, but I'm not the only one. Stand close to me right now. Please hold me for a while.
Holy mackerel, we're back. Where are my headphones? Yeah, let's get my headphones on here. Let's get the man on here. Okay, we're back in the studio. These short songs, they sneak up on you there. That was Pure, and Anna is a speed freak.
Nice one.
Here at CITR 101.9 FM. Val Cornier is laughing as she plays her banjo going down the hall there, getting ready for her show, which is called Folk Oasis. Okay, and I'm Jolly John, sitting in with Randy Rampage, Suzanne Tabata. Mark Bignall dropped in to say hi, and we've got Art Bergman on the phone with Sherry Desembrini, and they're in Alberta. They've been chatting with us for the last while here. Art, that was fun hearing Pure. That was great.
That was great. I love that.
Yeah.
You were on that tour with them.
Yeah.
And Sons of Freedom?
Yeah.
That must have been a good tour.
Wow.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
I played acoustic.
Band of management politics.
What can you do?
I was playing every night with... We were all playing every night at the end on a big encore, right? And then the management from New York shut that down right away because it was too much fun.
Oh, dear.
You can't have too much fun.
New York management.
Boy, oh boy.
You can't have too much fun, or you know when they have too much fun, they shut you down.
His name is Elliot Schwartzman. I accused him of a crucifixion.
Did you say Elliot Spitzer?
No, Schwartzman.
Schwartzman.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Art, taking it back.
You're just riffing on Spitzer.
I see.
Anyway, go on.
When you lived out in White Rock, this does take you back a ways, apparently a friend of yours had come back from England with a Sex Pistols cassette. And
John Armstrong was it. No, who was it? I don't know who it was.
You and John had the place in White Rock, but some friend had showed up from England. He had this Sex Pistols cassette. And that wasn't
Simon Werner, because he was with the Burnaby crowd.
He was the Burnaby crowd.
I don't know who it was. John brought it home and fucking blew our heads off.
Really? Well, that sent you on.
Remember the first time you heard God Save the Queen? My God.
Oh, God, man. The first time I heard that, I was like, it changed my whole outlook on music.
Whole new
thing,
man.
Yeah, it's a whole, hey, this goes different. It's going different now, baby. You know? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It is.
Speaking of which, how's the revolution happening in
same with the
devolution going on.
You know, the Ramones, same thing. You know, first time I heard that, it was like
devolution.
Wow.
Yeah, devolution.
Devolution.
Demolition.
Demolition. Reconstruction. I think the pipeline is going to be a big one, Sherry. I agree with you.
Burn it down. Start all over again.
Yeah. That's going to change things.
Really go.
All right. So we're playing American Wife. Sons of Freedom, Monkey Cage, whatever it's called.
You're no good.
Don't rattle my monkey cage.
Come into the USA.
Baby, don't go rattle in my monkey cage.
Yes, we are back. And someone just said that sounded like that song by Sons of Freedom was influenced by Art Bergman.
Yes or no?
It's got
Don played on one of your albums.
It moves on. It moves on. It changes. Make it new.
That's right.
Apparently, Jim Newton has a band called Rat Silo. Mm-hmm.
Right. They played a show that I did a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good band.
Wow. Yeah, I remember the Sons of Freedom at Coast 1040. We used to have them play at the Commodore and lots of bands.
Oh. Wow. How about your favorite producer?
Guys, we forgot all the women on the list.
That's right.
There's one there.
Gotta get the girls out.
Kathleen Edwards. I keep on thinking of John Edwards' wife.
Yeah, you know what happened. Well, it was just, we got down here trying to find stuff.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
that's bad because, you know, Femcom, that's a part of our CITR features of playing female artists. And somehow we sort of forgot about them. I apologize. I hope...
Don't take it so seriously.
Never say sorry.
Don't say sorry for it. Never apologize.
Pardon me, but...
Pardon me, but...
I can't hear you on too good, you guys, so...
You can't hear me too good?
I can't hear you too good.
Oh, okay.
Let's switch phones out, maybe.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got her.
Favorite producer.
By the way, I don't know if you've heard, Jerry Hanna has a new band called the New Questioning Coyote Brigade.
Wow! He can play here.
It's a folk unit.
Wow! Really interesting.
NQCB.
And that has a Squamish 5 connection, that doesn't it, Suzanne? You were mentioning that the title.
Taylor had something to do with that title, and I don't know, Randy, what that was. Whether he wrote an article. That was called that, or whether he had a column called that, I'm not sure. It was something to do with direct action.
Wow.
I'm still trying to get favorite producer.
If I had it to do all over again, that's what I'd be doing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Screw the guitars.
Blow up the guitars.
you can't do that to your guitar. Well, by the
way, on the goddamn puck.
I have a.
That's right. Yeah. You got it.
Oops. Is there a delay on this station?
No, there isn't. It's okay. We can say that word if it's in context. By the way, I have a Facebook.
Oh God! How is that in context?
It's in context.
It's okay on CBC now. Come on.
Is it? It's okay on CBC. I haven't heard the F word on CBC.
It's actually okay. Oh, yeah. It's okay on all television now.
They dropped F bombs on As It Happens.
Oh yeah.
Every other week.
As it happens,
I've done it.
Yeah, I love it. And Jan Gomeshi, of course, is doing some great stuff. Did you hear that Beach Boys interview he did with Brian Wilson? Amazing. Anyway, okay, listen. Whatever.
Did he lick his bum?
Sorry,
John. I kind of missed that one.
I diverged. Sorry, Randy.
Hold on. Like John. John's having a '60s moment. We're going to have to just
temerity to ask.
Roll with it for a second.
He felt any pressure to write hits.
There you go.
No, hold on a second. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, John?
What?
Was he under pressure to write hits?
John Anderson.
No, Laurie Anderson, yeah. You guys.
Laurie Anderson.
I thought you were talking about Laurie Anderson.
Yeah, Lou Reed, would she ever worry about hits?
Back at when the Olympics were on, we saw Laurie Anderson at the Queenie at the Playhouse, and then just around that same time, we saw Lou Reed at a tribute to Neil Young, which was quite amazing. They had some really good musicians there. I got to run this little thingy here, and I'll be right back.
You always get to see everything, John. What's going on?
Head down to the Interurban Art Gallery at 1 East Hastings on Friday, January 20th, and make sure you don't miss the release party for We Hump Buffalo's very first LP. Also playing will be War Baby, Three Wolf Moon, and Damn Fine Cop. The artwork of Allison Woodward will be featured throughout the evening as well. There's a free art reception at 8 p.m., cover charge is $10 at the door starting at 9 p.m., or $8 in advance, and you can find tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, or Scratch Records. Presented by Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discord Amazing.
Okay, we'd like to send a Facebook greeting out to Eric Iverson, Screaming Lord Lipsky, and Scott Eagleson, and finally Nikki Hatzizavez. Scott Eagleson was a Coast 1040 person, too. Great guy. He's still out there riding his bike around. Hi, Scott. Okay, so Randy Rampage, Suzanne Tabata here in the studio, Art Bergman, Cherry Desimbrini out there in Alberta. We're about to wrap up the show here. We've been sitting in on Anita B's show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Jolly John Tanner. It's been fun. We got to do this again with some other people from Bloodied But Unbowed, that brand new DVD out now of the documentary of the punk music scene in Vancouver. And
John, anytime you wish. Well, you know we'll always be here.
Oh, good.
Art regularly gets...
Who's plugging who here?
I don't know.
Art gets compared to Leonard Cohen.
Art, you get compared to Leonard Cohen. How about that?
Yes, art's like a single ski.
Is that
a, flying down the slope?
Good, an excellent analogy.
His honesty is too much.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna finish. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us, Art.
He's not gonna play it.
Good to
talk
to you
guys. What do you want?
What do you want to hear, Sherry?
American White.
Oh. Well, don't worry, Sherry.
There you go.
It's all in.
It's longer than we got.
Oh, yeah?
We got 2 minutes. You better play the Ramones. Okay.
Play the Ramones.
He's up on it.
Play the shortest Ramones song ever.
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay,
thanks,
well.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
It's been
thank
a real blast.
For being on
do you want to
say
to talk
Skype
to you guys
next time?
Yeah, we'll do a Skype next time.
Yeah.
So Art, say goodbye to Vancouver and to all the people that have adored you over the years, and thank you for teaching them how to play guitar.
I love you. Send me a bus ticket 2, 3, 4, some cages.
It's on the way, Art.
Okay.
Put it on my credit card.
Bye.
See you, brother.
Bye. Bye, Sherry. Bye, Art. Happy trails.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in the fire. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.